get the mindset that we want joy. No matter what comes your way in life, we have to have the joy of Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 8 and verse number 9. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they had all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. This dude was wicked. His name was Simon. He was a wicked dude. He had everybody in the community. He had them fooled. Exactly. Thank you. He had them fooled with sorcery. It was evil spirits of the devil. Evil spirits of the devil. And they were thinking, this man is the great power of God. Satan will come at you with everything that he has. He will fool a lot of us. Notice I said us. He will fool us, church. If we're not too careful, the things in life that we think are good will come back to bite you. And they will be bad. We have to be careful. Simon had no design, no reason to want to help the people, to transform their lives, only to make himself look impressive. I know people like that in this world. You know people like that? There's people out there looking at the man. There's a lot of churches, some in Pentecost, that they come to church because of the pastor. They come to church because of the preacher. I come to church because of God. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. If Brother Grissom was to leave this church tomorrow, I wouldn't pack up and go with him. I'm sorry. Because this is my church. Yeah. I'm not here for a man. Yeah. I'm here for Jesus Christ. Yeah. Because he is who I want to serve. Hallelujah. I'm just passing through this old land. There's a song. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me. The heavens open doors. Hallelujah. This world is not our home, church. We have to find joy in God. We have to find joy in our city. We have to have joy in our city. Verse number 11. And to him they had regard because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. Simon had everybody fooled. The Bible says from the least to the greatest. From the youngest people to the oldest people. He had them completely fooled with everything that was going on. We can come to church service after service after service. And I'm sorry if I step on toes. But we can get everybody fooled. Praise the Lord. Stand up. Worship. Sit down. Oh. Praise. Worship. Sit down. And then you go home and you leave church service after service after service and nothing's changed about your life. You go through life. You go through this horrible life. Fooling nobody but yourself. You are fooling nobody but yourself. You may have the young people fooled. You may have the older people fooled. And church, I'm telling you, I am preaching to myself too. Okay, this is not only what God has for you guys, but also for me. We cannot afford to go through church, to go through life playing patty cake and just having us a good old time, a good feeling in church. When you come down to the altar and you're like, man, this is a good service tonight, you know, you know, that's great. But come down here and get what you need. Get everything. Don't leave this altar until your life is changed, until your life is completely changed. Hallelujah. This is not just the feel, you know, have fun, go to church, and let's go home, and life's still the same. Let's change them lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Verse number 12. But when they had believed Philip, Stephen was their minister. Stephen got stoned. They killed him. They didn't like him, so they killed him. Philip stepped in there. Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Notice the ending part, in the name of Jesus. They were baptized. When you go down in this water, you get baptized in the name of Jesus. Not in the name of the Father, not in the name of the Son, not in the name of the Holy Spirit, but in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's the most important thing about being baptized, is the name. You can get baptized however you want, but unless it's in the name of Jesus, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. Verse number 13. Then Simon himself believed also. Philip done changed the sorcery dude. He was bewitching the people, and then now all of a sudden, he starts believing. He started believing the baptism in Jesus' name. That's how God works. The people that you go to school with, the people that you hang out with, sometimes you think, oh man, they don't want Jesus. They don't want nothing to do with you. Those are the ones that are crying out the most. Preach to me. Teach me. Pray for me. And most of the times, those are the ones that we just, hey, how you doing, buddy? Just pass them on up. And they're crying out. Their souls are crying out. If we was to get our spirit, the Bible says to walk in the spirit, so you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But just think about it. If we walked in the spirit constantly, could we not feel those feelings that the people had? You could feel their hurtness. Hallelujah. Church, we have got to change our lives. We have got to change the way that we go about our life day in and day out, day in and day out. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we do the same things almost every week. We go to work, come home, eat, get a shower, and go to bed. Next morning, you get up, go to work, come home, eat, take a shower. You're off on Saturdays, you come to church on Sundays. If we're not careful, we will lose. We will lose the reason that we are about this life. It's not just to make it to 75 and then you're gone. It's not just to see your kids grow up and get big and get married and have kids. That's not what it's about, church. But we are about Jesus Christ's business. Hallelujah. We are about the kingdom of God tonight. Hallelujah. Verse number 13, continuing. He continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Verse number 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. That's two awesome men to send somewhere to preach the word of God, Peter and John. Verse number 15. Who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only that they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 17. I want you to get this right here. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. He offered them money and said, hey, I want some of that. Simon had been into all that, and then he believed, and then I believe he got baptized because he believed, and then now he's right back to the same things that he was doing. If we're not careful, our life will be like that. It'll be a revolving door. In church, out of church. In church, out of church. I don't know about you, but I don't like living my life like that. I do not like living my life like that, because, you know, first of all, your kids. When your kids see that, how unstable of a parent are you? Hallelujah. I know I'm not the pastor. Forgive me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. If you ever get to a point in your walk with God that you think that all these things are happening because of you, be careful. If you're up here preaching and you think, man, we had a great service just because I was leading, or just because I preached tonight, seven people got the Holy Ghost. It's not about us, church, but it's about Jesus Christ. It's about the Holy Ghost moving in lives and changing lives. John chapter 1 and verse number 3, it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. We can't create anything, because whatever we create, God has already created it. They did not create this plastic bottle. They used the material that God had already created. We can't do anything in our lives without God. We can't do nothing. It's not about us. Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is our present time, which was past tense, and which is to come future, the Almighty. The Almighty. We serve the Almighty, Brother Neil. We serve the Almighty tonight. Hallelujah. Simon was so amazed that at the laying on of hands that they were doing all these works, and he wanted a piece of the action. If somebody was going to be noticed by the people, he wanted to be up front. He wanted to be up front. Verse number 19, Acts chapter 8 and verse 19. You follow me, brother. That's good. Amen. Saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Simon was looking for something. He was searching for something in his life. Just like some of you may be searching tonight. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. Love the scripture. But we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Simon didn't understand that it had nothing to do with the man, but it had everything to do with God. And tonight, I can't give you the Holy Ghost. Brother Martin can't give you as much as we would want to. Brother, if we had a bottle right here with Holy Ghost, we'd just chunk it out there and sprinkle all of you. But that's not how it works. But the gift is free. The book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse 38, he said that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Not that you might, if you come back in a couple of days and you've been good. No. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse number 21. Thou hast neither... Getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Verse number 20. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent. 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 Church, we have to repent. We have to get all that old nasty stuff out of our lives. We have to make sure that our mind is clean. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, and perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the guile of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. This is the most important part of this whole scripture right here. Okay, Simon, first of all, he starts off as a bad dude. Then he comes around, you know, oh yeah, you know, getting church. Then he's, oh, power, laying on of hands. And then now they have rebuked him and said, hey, dude, you know, you don't even belong here. Sorry. Verse number 24, then answered Simon, and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. At that point in his life, he was broken. He said, okay, it's time for me to repent. Please pray to your God. Pray to your God that all these things that you have said are going to happen to me don't happen. A few things that I had gotten out of these last three verses right here. Were, God will send a man of God sometimes to get all up in your business. Amen? We don't like for a preacher to get too close to us. We're like, hey man, this is my comfort zone. It's okay if you get out there and preach, but don't get in here. That's what I'm saying though. It's not the preacher. It's God that's speaking through the preacher that's trying to get a hold of somebody's life tonight. He's trying to get you to change your life. He's trying to make you go in a new direction. Hallelujah. Another thing that I had gotten out of this is God is a forgiver of sins. Simon was a bad person, but guess what? In the end, he repented of his sins. And we know that God forgave him because he is a merciful God. He's a merciful God. Aren't you thankful tonight that we serve an awesome God? We serve a mighty God. There was an awesome choir song. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Hallelujah. God is always ready to pick us up when we fall down. He's not over there holding you down. Nope, you messed up way too many times. You can't get down. You can't get back up this time. But he's always, come on, Jimmy. Come on, get up. Get up, Jimmy. Come on. Do it again. You trip and fall, we're going to continue doing it. That's how God is. He's right there. The Bible says that he would never leave us nor forsake us. When you trip and fall, when you do something wrong in life, get back up. Don't just lay down there. Stand with me, please, tonight. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. I'll wait for you to get it up there, brother. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have all sinned at some point in our life. Some may be doing it right now. Only God knows. I'm not the judge of anybody. I'm the judge of Michael Bacon, Jr. Amen? We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But tonight we have the greatest joy in the city if we will allow God to do a work in our lives. If we will allow him to do what he wants to do in our lives, our joy will never be ripped from us. Our joy will never be stolen from us. That is Satan's job. It's to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God said that I have come that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I think at this time here, these altars should be filled with us searching and seeking after God, making sure that our heart is right, making sure that our walk with God is right. For the scripture says, for we have all sinned. Hallelujah. We need to make sure that we have the great joy in our life. How can we go out and preach to the world if we don't have everything right in our own house? There's deliverance in this house tonight, church. There's miracles in this house tonight, church. There's joy in this house tonight. Hallelujah. Will you come, please, to these altars? Let's pray and let's seek after God's face tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.